IKEA has hundreds of new summer products to let summer in. Fabulous. Visit IKEA online or in store. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, it's reported the Chancellor is preparing to boost the health service budget by £30 billion in next week's spending review. Rachel Reeves will outline how much each Whitehall department will receive until 2030. Labour's promised to have 92% of patients treated within 18 weeks by the next election. Speaking to Classic FM yesterday, Health Secretary Wes Streeting said the Chancellor will prioritise the NHS in Wednesday's review.
Some of the tax decisions have not been popular, but if people are seeing the impact of the change in the NHS, I think people might go, okay, right, fair enough, we're seeing the difference. But that's also why the reform of the NHS matters.
A Home Office crackdown on people working illegally in the UK has seen almost 6,500 arrests since the general election. Ministers say that's a rise of 50% on the previous year. George Ellison reports for Classic FM.
The operation has been targeting what the Home Office calls rogue employers, including restaurants, nail bars and construction sites. In one raid at a building project in Belfast's historic Titanic Quarter, officers arrested 36 people. The figures also show 30,000 illegal immigrants were deported last year. The government says it now plans to target the so-called gig economy, including courier services and food delivery.
A man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador by the Trump administration has been brought back to America to face criminal charges for people smuggling. The case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia had sparked a significant row between the White House and the US judiciary. Sport and the two best women's tennis players in the world face each other for the French Open title this afternoon. Aryna Sabalenka takes on Coco Gauff, with both hoping to win the Roland Garros Grand Slam for the first time. The weather unsettled with scattered showers, these heavy and thundery in places, sunny spells developing in the south later, highs of 18 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Absolutely, we have a stack of sumptuous Saturday sounds. Tim Leora here till 10. In fact, let's have Bach to kick off.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast with Tim Leora.
Thank you.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast.
With Mournflake, enjoy the mighty oat in all its glory.
Classic FM.
That's a great one, isn't it? Ryuichi Sakamoto playing his own music, the main theme to Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. And before it, Bach kicked us off. The Air on the G-String, as it's known, from the Orchestral Suite No. 3. They were the English Baroque soloists with Sir John Eliot Gardiner conducting. Good morning and welcome to Classic FM, Saturday the 7th of June. Where does it go? That's what I asked myself. Tim Leora, through till 10 o'clock. The lines are, of course, open if you'd like to tell me absolutely anything I need to know. 61812 is our text number. Saturday, I'm going to fill the morning, the Saturday morning, full of music and sort of the wrong composer to be playing, really, because it's Borodin coming next, and he genuinely described himself as a Sunday composer, because he was a chemist, mainly, and a composer on the side. He genuinely said, I'm a Sunday composer who composes only when he has time. But look what he did with it.
Thank you.
just to ease you gently into a Saturday. Baby Steps, you might say. In the Steps of Central Asia by Borodin. That was the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. Naima Yervi conducting. Good morning. This is Classic FM.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Crispian Steele Perkins, what a great name, with the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Anthony Halstead, and the second movement of Haydn's Trumpet Concerto. Before it, Chopin and the Fantasy Impromptu in C-sharp minor. That was Alexandre Tarot playing for us. It's Classic FM. Good morning. Something in the papers today about Britain's most recognisable words and what you think they might be. It's quite interesting, actually. 58% of people recognise the words to You'll Never Walk Alone. Winston Churchill speech, 61%. To be or not to be, that's great. It's going up each time, 73%. May the Force Be With You was in second place. That's 79% of people recognised it. 80%, though, recognised Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. Interesting, the most recognisable words in the UK. Sadly, only 38%... could recognise Dickens' Tale of Two Cities, which, of course, the first line is known round here as "It was the best of Tims, it was the worst of Tims." Settles me on a Saturday morning, that one. The Trout, the second movement, Schubert's music, played by the Libertalia Ensemble. This is Classic FM. Good morning. In fact, I'm going to play that for, well, they've got their own branding now, JDM. That's Jules and Davinia in Marlborough. Morning, you two. Who say coffee brewing. We have the mugs. You have the magic tunes. And today we will... Well, they will not be chasing rainbows. They will be dodging thunderstorms, mainly. I get that. And also a little bit of gin and wine later. That sounds like a perfect day. Love to you, too. How about some clogs after this?
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast.
With Mournflake. Enjoy a bowl of their creamy porridge or crispy muesli.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80-year-olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125, plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/coverme. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
Out!
No way! That was in!
The ball was out. You may want to get your eyes tested, sir.
Serve your eyes the care they deserve. With the Vision Express Eye Care Plan, you can get two pairs of glasses for just £5.70 a month, including 20% off glasses, a free advanced eye test, and more. Book your eye test today. Vision Express. Express your vision. T&Cs apply. Interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender. Representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Hey, it's me, your washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual. But your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up! I'm gonna be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including well man, well woman, well baby, and well kid. From Boots, pharmacies, and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow. Which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? After my wife Pam died from bowel cancer, I did everything to contribute to today's research, and now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work, helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Mm-hmm.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast with Tim Leoro.
The theme from Band of Brothers by Michael Kamen. That was him conducting the London Metropolitan Orchestra. And before it, the Clog Dance from La Fille Malgarde by Errol. That was the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Barry Wordsworth. It's Classic FM. Good morning.
Classic FM.
Anonymous Romance, as played by Milos Karadalic and the English Chamber Orchestra members of. And before that, the two Michaels, Michael McHale and Michael Collins, with Summer from Paul Reed's The Victorian Kitchen Garden Suite. Summer, yeah, dodging thunderstorms. I must mention the Saturday run coming up in about half an hour's time on Classic FM. If you're doing any sort of run, do let me know, an A to B or a dropping people at Sports Day or you know, any sort of Saturday run, even a park run, 6, 18, 12. Right now, David Allen got in touch from Bournemouth to nominate wife Hazel for the Freedom of Classic FM. 36 years working for the Bournemouth and Poole NHS Trust, and it was all changed yesterday, actually. That's exactly 28 years since she started as a nurse, leaving as a consultant nurse, and looking forward to spending lots of time in the new garden in Devon. An amazing person, actually, says David. She's helped me so many people across the years, and she's helped make her service one of the best in the country. She really deserves the Liberty Bell. And can you tell her it comes with lots of love from husband David and George the Tortoise? I think I need more George the Tortoise in my life. Hazel Allen, I grant you your liberty.
We'll be right back.
Trinity Bell has clanged Cursive Souza and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Let us run. It's Saturday, the Saturday run, 6:18:12, coming up next.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast.
With Mournflake. Start the day with their crunchy granola or creamy porridge.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
At Specsavers, we've got hearing devices that can stream music or movies, and ones that are good in crowds. Rechargeable battery ones. Ones that are good at home. Ones that are good in the great outdoors. Ones that connect to phones. Ones that fit in your ear. Ones that fit over your ear. And ones that fit in wherever you happen to be. We've even got ones in our advanced range that use AI to make speech sound clearer. And they're all available at great Specsavers prices. Book a free hearing check today, because OK Hearing is not OK.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 8 o'clock, the Chancellor is reportedly preparing to increase the NHS budget by £30 billion in next week's spending review. Rachel Reeves will outline how much each Whitehall department will receive through to the end of the decade. Separately, patients will soon be able to make appointments, get screening invitations and receive test results on their smartphones. A £50 million upgrade to the NHS app is being rolled out. Health Secretary Wes Streeting says it's about time the health service catches up with the times.
Means about 50 million fewer letters coming through in the post. Big saving there we can spend on frontline care instead. But for people who maybe won't be as confident using the app, if someone like me is booking my appointment through the app because that's what I prefer to do, that's freeing up a phone line.
The government says a crackdown on people working illegally in the UK has seen almost 6,500 arrests since last July. The Home Office says that's a rise of 50% on the previous year. It says it's been targeting rogue employers, including restaurants, nail bars and construction sites. Elon Musk says a new political party is needed in the US, continuing his public row with President Trump. The pair's relationship broke down very publicly on Thursday, having initially fallen out about Mr. Trump's tax plans. Mr. Musk says a poll on his social media platform X shows 80% of respondents agreed that a new centrist party should be set up. Heavy rain.